Joshua.
It might, yeah, turn my mic on. Joshua Jesty here on Neo Rocks and a track called So What. And before we go too far, he made it.
I'm here.
Before we get too far, before that, you heard from These Knees with Eerie, Top Hat Black Shadows, sure, and Antoine Dunn and I Am, and fun set. And, of course, joining us in studio now as, you know, I come on this side of the table, and I figure I'm the one going to be doing awkward things, and you're the one coming across the table to do awkward things.
That's what I do.
Apparently so. Joining us in studio now.
There I am.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
And Joshua Jesty joining us now in studio. And true to form, as most artists do, trouble getting onto campus.
Trouble getting in. Well, here's the thing. They had it like set in a, like, there were cones to lead you in through the main entrance, but there was also a huge utility van parked in front of the cones. So it looked like they just were like, we're closed for the night because we put a van here. Like, education for the night is done, you know?
Well, that
and I, like, I drove around this campus and, like, looked for any way I could just drive over some hedges or something to get into the lot.
It's so bad because whenever we do have somebody come in and they call me on my phone, I'm like, yeah, the Pizzazz Pizza Place, do you see that? Yeah, just go there.
I saw no Pizzazz.
Yeah, there's no Pizzazz.
You know, it's the road, like, I was just playing volleyball before, so I got most of my aggression out. But being in a car doesn't help my, you know, like, just being in a car doesn't help my mood, you know?
No.
And it's just like, hey, I'm in this, like, yeah, little death tin can, you know? And, like, I have to be in here even longer now because someone stuck a van in front of the entrance and was like, come right in, except my welcome sign is a huge obstructive van, you know?
What I really want to know, though, like, if you don't mind me changing subjects real quick.
That's fine.
When you play football, you get out aggression. When you box, you get out aggression. Mm-hmm. How do you get out aggression when you're playing volleyball? How does that happen?
Well, all you can really do with that is envision the volleyball of the head of someone that you detest and then just really wail on it.
I want to go play volleyball now.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Of course, when it goes into the net, it's like they're coming right back at you and laughing and mocking you. So it's one of those. So, like, volleyball is one of those sports I feel like it can just incite instant rage. Like, you're just like happily passing the ball, and then someone hits it in the net, and you're like, how could you? You know? Like, you're just having a great time, and then somebody doesn't get it over, and it's like, oh, you know?
Officially,
so instant.
The first time I've ever heard of volleyball rage. I never knew that existed. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's rage in anything. There's cauliflower rage, I'm sure, you know? This cauliflower isn't seasoned well enough. I don't know.
I got nothing with that one. Okay.
There's somebody raging over some cauliflower right now as we speak. I don't know how your listenership rolls. I don't know if it'd be anyone in your listenership, but...
Is this a preview to the next album that you're going to put out? Cauliflower Rage?
Attack of the Cauliflower? The universe doesn't stand a chance against Joshua Jesty, but the universe against cauliflower?
Yes.
Well, I got to appeal to that vegetarian demographic out there, because I keep putting rabbits on the cover and, like...
That's, you know, true.
There's all these French people that are like, they're so delicious. I just want to eat those rabbits, you know. So I got to just approach different dietary demographics.
Well, speaking of albums, do you have any rabbits on this upcoming album? Which, by the way, we are here to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's my thing. Rabbits are my thing.
My face hurts so bad right now.
Because I spiked a volleyball in it. It's like, I'm here, rage, spike.
Before he came, he envisioned the volleyball as your face.
Oh, man.
No. Only Eric's face. Whoa, did I say that out loud? Why?
You know, you wouldn't be the first. So, the new disc.
Okay.
You got coming out this weekend.
Let's promote that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What's it called?
It is called Wasn't the World Supposed to End?
And
because I can't stand titles that are one word, apparently.
You don't do anything simple,
no,
it seems.
No.
You make all of your track titles and your...
Had I done anything simple, I probably wouldn't be a musician.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
That's fair.
But no, I have long band name titles. I will say, I got to give a shout out to Justin Merkert, who gave me a shout out a while ago. He had a suggestion for me. It was that my rock band is called The Universe Doesn't Stand a Chance Against Joshua Jesty, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the rock, bombastic, loud, in-your-face music that, you know, we're going to be playing at the release show coming up this week. But he suggested that I form another group that's all the acoustic sad stuff and call it Joshua Jesty Doesn't Stand a Chance Against the Universe. So if you want to see like the beaten, downtrodden version of me, you have to know which version to
go. Now, will one open for the other when you have shows? How does that work? And is there a wig involved? Like, is this a Chris Gaines, Garth Brooks situation or what?
No, but I will take it to a point where I develop a third band that's just sort of maybe the danciest stuff. And that'll be like The Universe and Joshua Jesty are at a draw. Something.
And here's hip hop. Yes.
The Universe and Joshua Jesty have a child.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Did I kill it?
You just brought the room down.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
so which Joshua Jesty are we about to hear here?
Well, I just have the acoustic guitar and the chainsaw, so you're going to hear.
So we're going to want to kill ourselves in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I was just going to do a Jackal cover, guys. I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
What if I was just really adamant about doing the Jackal cover and like I tried to just the chainsaw wouldn't start and I'm like, come on, guys.
Two wheels off.
Just give me a... You know, any bit will work until someone says, like, two wheels off. Any bit. I had a chance to recover that and you just went in there.
Yeah.
That's you dropped the bomb on me.
It's kind of weird to be on this side of the table and not being the one trying to get everything back on track. It's nice to have you on that side of the table.
I'm just kind of letting you do it. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about the disc. Yeah. A little bit. Very, very little bit. You've got your guitar with you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play something? And is this going to be off the disc?
Boy, should it be?
Well, you wanted to promote that.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I don't know if you know how Joshua Jesty rolls, but Joshua Jesty talks in the third person a lot, and Joshua Jesty writes a lot of songs because Joshua Jesty is outside of himself in the third person. So I could play brand new stuff if I wanted.
Oh.
Or I just could keep pushing the EP, which nothing wrong with that.
We're always a fan.
I wouldn't have released
music.
It if I wasn't proud of it, you know?
We're always a fan of new music.
Well, here's the thing. Have you spun that track Not Hanging Around? Because I could play a lovely live version of it right now.
We have not yet.
But if you have, it would be kind of silly for me to...
We have not yet.
All right. Well, then I'll do that. And this one's off the EP, Wasn't the World Supposed to End, which is being released Friday.
At Mahal's. We'll talk about that when you're done playing.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. So
never mind. I retract my promotional statement.
Forget everything you've just heard.
Hold on.
Keep listening.
Keep that suspense rolling, people.
The poor guy tries to get 2 seconds of promotion, and Eric's like, "No,
he's
we're gonna
just like rear. I'm a cat. Let's rear, talk I'm about an anti-promotional cat.
Cauliflower again.
Rear." I see how you guys roll. No, go ahead. You're like the older brother that would like take the little brother and like push him on the bed and be like, get off my bed. And then as he bounced back up into the older brother's hand, he'd push him back down again, you know? Get off the bed. And then punch him in the face. I see how you play your...
Actually, you're not allowed to talk to my brother. We've got Joshua Jesty live on NeoRocks.
Whoa, this chair's going to fall over. All right, here we go. How's that level-wise? All right. Like a hero who don't know what you're saving, throw in the towel 'cause I'm bathing. If you found your path, that means you're pathetic. If your heart seems off, it might be prosthetic. You make as much much sense as a rope around my neck. I'm not hanging around to find out. I knew it would end, but really so soon. Still miss Saturday morning cartoons, pulling rabbits out of hats so I know your tricks. Gonna lie to me like they do in politics. You make as much sense as a rope around my neck, and I'm not hanging around to find out. I'm not hanging around to find out if you're just a bad idea. Heaven or just noise now. I once heard about this girl who had a moment of fame. The next day, just like her, you disappeared, and though I felt worse, I'm kind of jealous. I didn't think of pulling that first. You make as much sense as a rope around my neck, and I'm not hanging around to find out. I'm not hanging around to find out, 'cause I already know.
Joshua Jesty live here on Neo Rocks with Not Hanging Around.
Thanks.
Good stuff, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
my drummer just called me. Hey, what's up, Bob? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, literally.
Yeah.
So,
Bob.
Don't interrupt him. He's on the phone.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, yeah. What's up? You're on the radio.
We can
let's get together at 6:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. We can almost hear it.
Don't know if that's a good thing.
Okay. of the live stuff? Yeah, I'll cut that. I'll cut that tonight and get it to you. I'm on the radio right now, Bob, so this is probably a bad time for me to be on the phone. Yeah, you are. You are. Anyone you want to say hi to? Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Only on Neo Rocks.
There you go.
There you just heard. a singer and his drummer communicating.
So that's going to have to be on the next album. Like, you finish a song and suddenly you're on the phone.
Well, you know, it just goes to figure, like, the only time I'm going to get a phone call is when I'm in the middle of a live performance. Because, like, I'll sit at home all night tonight and be like, is anyone going to call and say, nice job being on the radio? Nope.
Your drummer calls and he doesn't even realize you're on the radio.
Nope.
So I'm sure he was calling to set up some sort of rehearsal for this week.
Yes.
Because you've got a show coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we decided we wanted to sound good for this show, I guess. So, well, you know, we're going to do that.
Usually preferable. Right? I mean, nobody goes up there wanting to sound bad, right?
Nobody does, but everybody, you don't mind getting a little legend if you're like, you know, legendarily bad or something. You know?
That is true.
But that's the problem. You gotta choose one extreme or the other and go for it, you know? But we're going for the, like, let's be really good and impressive extreme, so requires so much work.
Here's the question, though. If you're going to go for the extraordinarily bad, don't you have to practice at that?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really going to analyze what the absolute worst thing is, yeah. I saw a thing, this little movie, and it's been bugging me all day because it was, you guys know Seth Godin, you know this author, Seth Godin?
Yeah, by name.
Yeah, like he writes really good articles about like business and like put your ideas out there and blah, 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 blah. And he was bragging about like, well, not bragging, but he was just like, so I was on the bestseller list and then I made this book and I decided to give it out for free instead of going through the publishing things. And, 5 million copies later, you know, doing pretty good. You know, but it's, ideas travel faster when they're free. But that's what he said. Ideas travel faster when they're free. But he should have added in, bad ideas don't travel anywhere, you know? Because I was thinking if Seth or if any musician was like, hey, I just like farted in a jar and it's like free if you want it. Like, no one's going to, like,
bad idea.
Bad doesn't travel. So it has to be a good idea.
Have you been on Craigslist lately? You never know.
Yeah. I used to go on Craigslist and go to the misconnections and write about, you know, how we were. There's one I was really proud of. I got a lot of responses for it. Something about how, like, I had a bunch of water, and when the apocalypse came, it, like, I was going to have this whole basement full of water, so we should really, like, connect because you and I, like, hit it off on the bus talking about water. And we'll own all this water, and therefore we'll own the kingdom in the post-apocalyptic world.
I think you might be the Craigslist ad that everybody's afraid of.
Well, no, I suppose so. But I know it's fiction. There's some other ads I've seen that are not fiction that make me afraid.
You got to do fun stuff like that. Like before I had a real job, I used to go on job interviews every week with no intention of taking the job. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
It would be my entertainment. So Craigslist, hey, that works.
No, I mean, there's a whole bunch of – I was writing a restaurant review on some site because I was bored. And I said everything at this fine American dining establishment was great until the pack of wild velociraptors came in. And then I found my waitress to be very distracted and not very timely with the presentation of the check.
And because she was dead.
Mostly her cries of help were very irritating because it ruined an otherwise very enjoyable meatloaf dinner. And it will be a few months before I come back and give it another try.
I said last week this interview was going to be weird, but I really – I could not find the correct adjective to really – encapsulate what was about to happen to me.
Yeah, pretty much. Only on WJCU University Heights would you hear something like this. And but okay, so you've got a show this weekend.
I got a show.
You're releasing the disc.
I'm releasing the disc. I'm giving birth to the disc. It's coming out. We're having a celebration for it. It's this Friday.
Who is helping you celebrate that?
Other people on the bill?
Yeah.
Other people on the bill are comedian Michael Ivey.
See, anything like this?
No, he's funnier.
Okay.
He actually applied, like, I'm just babbling. I'm just rambling off the top of my head. And I guess it's radio gold, right?
I guess.
But.
Shiny bronze. We'll go
okay.
With that.
All right. All right. Shiny bronze. No, Ivy's gold. Michael Ivey's gold. Then Craig Ramsey is going to come up, and he's going to play.
You know. Okay.
And yes. And the thing, it was originally full band, and last I heard, like, a few members might have disappeared. So I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be Craig by himself. I don't know if it's going to be bears, like, but actually he'll just bring, like, live bears and set them loose, and everyone will be like, this isn't the Bears show I wanted to see.
I'm not sure Mahal's would be happy about that.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, they have a huge mural of Tears for Fears, so I don't really know at all.
Yeah,
it's hard to get a gauge on someone when they have a beyond life-size mural of both guys from Tears for Fears in the mid-80s during the Songs from the Big Chair era.
Okay.
What a segue.
And then I'm going to hit the stage with my wonderful band, The Universe Doesn't Stand a Chance, against Joshua Jesty, who consists of people made out of particles from the universe, Mike Miles on guitar, Joshua Davis on bass, and The Bob on drums.
The Bob.
You don't need to know anything more about The Bob, except he's The Bob. and he's on drums. So stop asking, Jason. Stop it.
And he was just on your phone.
Yes.
Nice. Well, thanks for the Bob calling in to Josh during this live interview. If the Bob is listening right now, which song is he about to hear?
Oh, I don't know. What should we do? Should we do something sad since we've been so funny? Should I somber it up a little bit? Is that okay?
We could do that.
Yeah, right. It's up to you.
Do you need Kleenex? We just ran out. So,
oh, I don't want to know why, but yeah, let's do a sad one.
Here's something sad by Joshua Jesty here on Neo Rocks.
Why'd you break my heart? Ouch. There we go. That was called Something Sad. All right, I'll do a real one. This one's called, you got a freebie in there, Something Sad. Now this one's called Car Crash Waltz. Don't be so scared, don't be so worried, I'll be here waiting for you. Cast me aside, call me a liar, I'm fine with playing you fool. Tell me the sweet lies that I need to hear. You know the truth is all that will be left after the wreck, after the wreck, after the wreck now. Thanks for the car crash, I needed that. Break down just like a car. Remember, most mechanics are thieves. It's best to fix things by yourself, and of course, try and keep it clean. Tell me the sweet lies we both need to hear. You know the truth is all that will be left after the wreck, after the wreck, after the wreck now. Thanks for the car crash, I needed that. Oh yeah, regarding the incident where we collided in the rain, it's just a scratch and I prefer a mark that lets me remember when our paths crossed and what they became. 'Cause I haven't been the same. After the wreck, after the wreck, after the wreck, after the wreck. After the wreck, after the wreck. Thanks for the car crash, I needed that. Don't be so scared, don't be so worried. I'll be here waiting for you.
Yeah.
Josh Majesty live in studio with us with Car Crash Waltz. Josh, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And thank you for the chaos that you brought in.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Friday night, Mahal's.
Friday night, Mahal's.
What time is the show at?
Starts right at 9.
Starts right at 9.
Michael Ivey. Bam, right at 9.
And then Craig Ramsey.
Craig Ramsey.
Right after that. And bam. Then the universe doesn't stand a chance against Joshua Jesty.
Yep.
Not Joshua Jesty doesn't stand a chance.
Not that one.
Not that one.
That's more winter time.
The rockin' one.
This is more, yes.
The warm you up on a Friday
and
night.
We'll be performing the whole EP, Wasn't the World Supposed to End.
Plus more.
Plus a bunch more, because I suppose EPs aren't very long now, yeah. Are they?
Where can people go to find out more info about you?
They can go into Google and type Joshua Jesty like any good stalker. Or if they're one for writing down URLs, you go to thejoshuaweb.net.
Do you have a Craigslist ad?
Yeah, they can find you on Craigslist.
No, not right now. It's probably way, way buried. It's really good, though. If you want to search about 4 years ago, it's pretty top-notch.
It's good to know this isn't a weekly Craigslist post. This is just 4 years ago.
No, I'm
one time, maybe.
It was about a week of fun then, you know. The restaurant view, that's new. But no. I've been too busy playing, being a master of volleyball, except for losing, and you know, doing this rock and roll game.
So you've got the disc coming out Friday at the show. Is it available at the show?
Available at the show.
Available at the show.
It's actually kind of included in the
entrance.
The entrance.
The attendance.
The thing we can't talk about, apparently, because it's worse than the stuff they talk about on CSI on a nightly basis, apparently.
Don't make us break out the black light.
Yeah, nothing like falling asleep to people talking about body cavities and stuff. You know?
Oh. Joshua, thank you for joining us. Now get the hell out of here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, we've got one last track lined up from you. What did you pick out, Jason?
My personal favorite. I can't wait to see your light.
Oh, great. All right.
And, good. On NeuroX, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Here you go with Josh.
Though I feel it,
though I feel it,
I can't wait.